The Center for American Progress estimates that under sequestration, Michigan would lose $14 million in Head Start funding, more than $3 million for public safety, and more than $31 million from the National Institutes of Health. Curtis Hertel Jr. is the Ingham County Register of Deeds and a former legislative liaison to the state health department. He says the cuts are a clear case of penny wise and pound foolish.
For example, don't give children vaccines. You're going to have to treat the actual illnesses they have, which will cost all of us more. So you're saving a penny that's going to cost you 5 cents later. Why would you do that?
Interest groups such as Progress Michigan say they're urging the state's Democratic and GOP congressional delegates to enact a more balanced approach to spending cuts to avoid slipping back into a recession. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Kevin Lavery.